And welcome back to Project Independence and You right here at WCWP.org 88.1 FM. And the commercials go fast, too. It just, there's so much out there, Sabina. Isn't it amazing how many services and programs are out there?
Yeah, well, what we have to do is let more people know about them.
And do you know how you find out about them in the town of North Hempstead?
You listen to this program.
And we call or dial 311. So anybody in the town of North Hempstead could call 311 for anything, from a pothole to a senior service. So maybe they heard a show, maybe they heard a segment on here and they want to learn more about friendly visiting. So they'll call 311 and that call will then be sent to Project Independence and someone will return the call, whether it's a community nurse or social worker, or it's somebody in the fitness area of our programs, or you'll get a call from anyone returning that specific type of question. So if you live in North Hempstead, you can call 311 or 869-6311 for anything that's...
You can also call 311 for a taxi cab to the doctor. I think it's half fare, minimum.
Exactly. The Project Independence Transportation Program supplies taxi service. What happens is the senior will call 311, or if you're between the ages of 21 and 59, we also provide the same transportation services to people with disabilities. So the plan is modeled to provide transportation to seniors to get to their doctors within the town. So the town of North Hempstead, we're resource rich. You know, we've got Northwell, St. Francis, Winthrop. We have all these major hospital systems, and all the physicians tend to have their offices near these tremendous healthcare systems. So it's likely that if you're a senior living in North Hempstead, your physician will probably be in North Hempstead. So that's why the program works so well, that we can stay within the boundaries of North Hempstead. The rates are reduced. We are not a Medicaid program, but back in the day when we were trying to come up with a fair rate, we looked at how Medicaid charges. So that's what we charge, but then the senior only has to pay half of that rate. So it's a much reduced rate. As you know, we do provide transportation to adult daycare at the JCC.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
You know, we stay connected with Taylor and a lot, and she's involved with the transportation program as well. And we also provide free food shopping, taxi. So if you want, if you're a 60 or over, or you're between 21 and 59, you can call 311, and two times a week within your region of the town, we provide free food shopping, and that generally is to a supermarket where there's like a mall. So maybe you've got a supermarket and there's a CVS, or even there's a salon. So you can stay at that market for up to 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours.
Also, in the town that I live in, you know, we have these shopping centers with the drugstore, with the bank, with the Chinese restaurant, with a major supermarket. And for me, the important thing is that's where my bank is.
Right. Yeah, of course. And you know, we also have a bus system within the town, too. And we have buses that take seniors to senior programs throughout the town, whether it's a senior or a social center, or it's some other kind of regular route or run program. So there's a lot. So 311, it's very important. And I think a big part of the reason why Project Independence is so successful is because you only have to call 311 for a multitude of services. So like if you're in
Suffolk. One-stop shopping.
I mean, right, because there are great, amazing programs throughout Long Island, Nassau County, Suffolk County, out east, Riverhead,
too.
But there's not one way. So if you're older and a super senior, you know, and you have several needs, it's very hard to kind of find, well, I know in, you know,
how do you identify
they
these
have
programs,
this program.
Right?
So you have to call that particular program. So it's that's why local.
Much more comprehensive.
But I.
Local government has.
I have to ask you a question.
I have to listen.
Is a super senior one that's really old, Or is it just a senior that knows all these things and takes advantage of them?
I think that's up to interpretation. You're wonderful. You're super. I mean, you know, we have 10,000 people today turning 65, Sabina, all the way through to the last year of the baby boomer, which is 64-ish. So when the people born in 64 turn 65, I think that'll be in like 10, 11 years from now, that whole genre of, you know, the baby boomers, which is the fastest, biggest population we have, will have millions and millions and millions of people 65 and over. So you've got the baby boomers who are 65, and then we have the other end where people living a lot longer. So we've never experienced this before in the history of this country, where we have so many people at, you know, 65 and so many people in their 90s and hundreds. And that's the true silver tsunami, as they call it. It's the whole range of people who are 65. Now, people are 65. Most people I know that are 65 are still working. And in fact, a lot of people I know in their 70s are still working. And I've been to a lot of retirement parties for people who have retired and then went back to work again. And then a second retirement party. And if my mother's listening, that really is her, because she likes to retire.
No, but you know what? It's important when you're a senior, and a senior, that you have a reason to get up, someplace to go, somebody to talk to. You don't realize that when you live alone, let's say Saturday and Sunday, nobody's coming in, nobody's calling. One child's in Alabama, one child's upstate, you know. You don't realize that when you're alone for 2 days, the phone doesn't ring, nobody calls, you don't talk to anybody. You know, I'm in an apartment house. You want to go sit in the lobby. So you say, oh, look, they're going
That's
out.
That's a good lead into a question I had. So great. How can anybody be part of this program, or do they have to live within a certain area?
Our program is for the town of North Hempstead. At times, if we can make matches outside of the town of North Hempstead, we will. But primarily, it's for the town of North Hempstead.
All right. Do you have a nice story to tell? Like, I would like to hear about, like, a relationship or the length of the relationship or how that works. You know, is
That's
it a phone
a happy
call?
Story.
Is it a happy story.
We do have actually a woman who is a fabulous volunteer. She actually volunteers. She's a friendly visitor volunteer as well as a volunteer in our adult day programs right at the JCC. She's just a wonderful woman. She wanted to be a friendly visitor and make a senior friend who she was going to visit every week. And the two of them share a hobby of knitting and crocheting, and they just get along so incredibly well. She's become a part of her family. I know that they've invited this woman to family functions. She had a big birthday. I think it was
That's
an 85th
so nice.
Birthday, the senior. And she invited her. It was so important for her to have her friendly visitor as part of her birthday celebration. So it's just an example of how these people really do become a very meaningful person in the senior's life.
How many at one time would you have going on? Like, does it come and go? Do they last mostly a long period of time, the relationships?
There is a year commitment to becoming a volunteer. Okay. So, but people typically stay on for much more than a year.
Yeah.
Because the relationships become such a part of their lives that it
right.
continues to go on. Currently, we have 16 matches.
Wow, that's yes. great.
But we're hoping, we have volunteers to be able to grow these
right.
matches even
so more. What's
Excuse
the
me.
Role
I just wonder, because usually women volunteer. Do you have men volunteers?
We actually have both men and women volunteers, and we have men that visit men and have really meaningful relationships about talking about the news or sports
yeah.
or politics, things along those lines. Maybe some books that they've read to get, you know, together.
Yeah.
So absolutely, we do have both men and women. We also have had an interesting match where we had a mother-daughter team. And the daughter was a young lady. She was about 10 years old. And her mother wanted to show her what it was like to give back to the community. So she
That's
would visit
nice.
A
yeah.
senior on a weekly basis with her mother. to and built a really great relationship with this woman who they ended up calling Grandma.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a nice story. I wonder, what's the role of the JCC once the relationship's met, they're pairing, they're meeting? Like, do you guys track what's going on? Do they?
Yes, we track.
How often do you call them, Julie?
About every 6 weeks, we check in with the senior and the friendly visitor. We actually call the friendly visitor, and actually part of the training we were talking about before is we have asked the friendly visitor to be our eyes and ears to the senior, identify any issues that they may see, whether it be a health or a safety concern in the home.
Right.
So we like to check in with the volunteers, and we do check in with the seniors, as we said, and just our volunteer department also are very diligent about tracking the exact hours. So that's just another aspect of it. But yes, we absolutely maintain a relationship, and we actually consider it like a three-way triangle for this, mm-hmm. the friendly visiting, the visitor themselves, the senior, and myself at the JCC or whoever is the person working with the program at the time. So it's a three-way relationship, and we absolutely keep in touch.
Do you find a time of year where it's much more busy? I mean, is winter, when winter is so isolating and people are afraid to go outside because of slipping on ice? So do you find that this program gets a little bit more requests during that time?
I think we get some more requests, but those relationships continue through all
right,
the seasons.
Right, the existing
yes.
relationships. So we're actually coming. We still have some time. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about?
I would love to bring up our adult day programs and
sure.
letting the community know that we have adult day programs for all ages and all stages, for those that are frail and or memory impaired.
And, where you're located.
Sure. We're located in Greenvale in East Hills. Our address actually is 300 Forest Drive in East Hills. We're right off of Northern Boulevard. If you know the Nassau County Museum of Art, we're across the street, and we work closely with the Nassau County Museum of Art actually for one of our programs as well. So we bring our members in the early stages of memory loss to the museum.
Right. And that and what's a typical week for the adult day? Do people come there every day or half a day?
Our members typically come twice a week, and what that means is they're there from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And while they're in program, every half an hour, our activities change.
What number can they call? Because we're coming up toward the end.
Sure. It's 516-484-1545, extension 114, and ask for Taylor Herbert.
Say it again, please.
516-484-1545 at extension 114.
And they can also call 311, and they'll get Project Independence. So if you're interested in friendly visiting or the adult daycare, as we just discussed, you can call 3112, and we will absolutely get you connected to Taylor or to Julie. Thank you so much. It was great. This information was wonderful.
Thank
and, of
you.
Course, it just we don't have enough time. So we'll be back with Old Time Radio.